My very special guest is Andrew Norton Weber. And could you give out your websites again there, please, Andrew?
Yes. The main one where I'm collecting all the true free water knowledge is AquariusTheWaterBearer.com, spelled just like the constellation. And my personal website is AndrewNortonWeber.com. And there's two important, well, lots of documents there. There's a water library there. You can see a lot of the books I've been collecting. There's one of the first things you should hand to anybody if you're trying to convince them is a document called Doctors and Experts. And the full title is Who Had the Courage to Tell the Truth About Distilled Water. It used to be about 24 doctors, but now I've increased the total to about 75 doctors and experts. And there's no mention of urine in that document. It's just the doctors and experts' quotes on distilled water. And when you read them all together, even if you hadn't heard this talk, it just puts you over the edge. It just keeps giving it to you. And this is well-known knowledge. This has just been largely suppressed in this century. I found more and more quotes going back to the 1800s, and I've gone back as far now. I found a quote from Aristotle, 350 BC, about pure water. So remember, whenever you say pure water, by default, it's implied you mean distilled water. They're one and the same. Whenever you say you want some oil, you don't mean you want some oil with dirt in it. When you say you want some water, I want some water, right? Not water with dirt in it. So water, pure water, and distilled water are all the same thing, because that's the natural state of water, is to be distilled when it's pure, is to be the fastest at the molecular level. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'll give a couple more ruses that they're using to scare people, and I want to get into some brass tacks about how important this is and what we can do with this knowledge to literally turn the lights on in people and scare the monsters off this planet. It's time to put the scare into the monsters. Another joke they use in the early death article to prove that distilled water is bad for you, they say most beverage companies, like soda manufacturers, like to use distilled water because they don't want any flavors messing with their consistency of what they add to it, right? So they use the example of the fact that soda is known to leach calcium out of the bones, right? And it does that because it's so deadly acidic that your body has to release literal calcium out of your actual bones. This is organic calcium now, to neutralize the acidity of the carbonic acid and the 40 grams of sugar in that can of Coke. But yet this early death article uses the fact that the soda was made with distilled water to begin with to prove that distilled water leaches minerals from the body, ignoring the carbonic acid, the 40 grams of sugar, and the fact that it's not distilled water anymore. So you start to see where this paper is coming from. It's a complete joke. But most people get slapped in the head with it early death, and they don't go researching any further. But as Lisa Harrison nicely pointed out in my interview with her, that when you look beyond the early death article, all you find are articles and people talking about what I'm saying about it and how awesome it is. And most of, if not all, of the anti-distilled water articles come back to the early death one. It's secular. They keep referring to that one article, and or the only other source for the paper has been the World Health Organization, who had a paper called Demineralized Water, which they told you to stay away from it for the same bullshit reasons, and said, by the way, you should also add fluoride to your water because it's good for you. So you know where that paper is coming from.
Oh, yeah. And I love it how even the World Health Organization statistics, the fluoridated and unfluoridated countries, you have a look at the dental decay today, but all both go down right away. It's because, hey, people started brushing their teeth after the 60s because people had toothpaste and toothbrushes, that kind of thing. Yeah. And on top of that, this is just this insanity. Like, you're talking about how we live in an opposite world, right? They call people who are against fluoride conspiracy theorists and crazy. So naturally, the people accusing you of being conspiracy theorists are crazy themselves, you know? Like, there was this one dude who says, oh, the fluoride doesn't come from the phosphate fertilizer industry. It comes from crushing rocks. And I go, really? Do you know how the phosphate fertilizer industry gets its fluoride and phosphate fertilizer? No? By crushing rocks.